Hollywood celebrities rage at Governor Abbott for opening Texas. Lifting mask mandate, GOP is a death cult. By Jerome Hudson on March 3, 2021. Rancor over Texas Governor Greg Abbott. R. Announcing the end of the Lone Star State's coronavirus mask mandate on Tuesday didn't come from Joe Biden but from the Twitter accounts of the many of the left-wing celebrity elites who helped put him in the White House. The @GOP is a death cult, howled the West Wing and The Handmaid's Tale star Bradley Whitford, who later tweeted pushing policies that unnecessarily kill your own constituents is a core value of today's @GOP. Pro-life, my ass. Indeed, 7 months after requiring all Texans to wear a mask in public places, Governor Abbott told a group of small business and community leaders that it is time for Texas to be open 100%. Everybody that wants a job should be able to get a job. Every business that wants to be open should be open. While acknowledging that COVID-19 has not disappeared, Abbott noted the recoveries, vaccinations, reduced hospitalizations, and safe practices that Texans are using to determine that state mandates are no longer needed. Abbott said that by March 10, about 7 million shots will have been administered in Texas and over half of seniors in Texas will have received a vaccine shot. Addressing concerns over the potential for future coronavirus flare-ups, Abbott said local leaders still reserve the latitude to enact some restrictions but said Texans won't be hit with fines or see jail time for failing to follow local restrictions. It didn't take long for celebrities to shriek and show their disapproval with Abbott's decision. Only another white man could figure out a way to become a worse person than Ted Cruz, comedian and former talk show host Chelsea Handler said. Horror author and film producer Stephen King dug deep and offered up this insight. Rosanna Arquette somehow managed to make Texas opening up and lifting its mask mandate about Russian President Vladimir Putin. Clue and Better Call Saul star Michael McKean squeezed in a timely cancel culture reference. Taken in The Equalizer, actor Adam Goldberg reacted to the news, saying don't mess with Texas. They'll fuck shit up for themselves. Actor Billy Eichner responded to Abbott's decision, saying also, Texas no longer allows voting and we are rebranding San Antonio as Whoville. Failing to mention the vaccination progress in the state of Texas was actor and comedian Mike Birbiglia, who belted out this gem. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler @JeromeHudson.